A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani wajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, once again, Madani Channel presents to you this amazing silsila interpretation of dreams. And yes, as usual, as you have watched the previous silsilas and episodes in which, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, with our esteemed guest, we were giving you the interpretation of various dreams. Likewise, today as well, inshallah, azzawajal, we are going to be giving you the interpretations of your dreams. So therefore, inshallah, azzawajal, get ready, sit back, relax, and enjoy and watch this silsila for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we always remind you, for the niyats and the intentions are always displayed on the screen. So perhaps you could make some good intentions for watching this silsila, also to increase your general knowledge as far as dreams are concerned, so that you could pass this message to others as well, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Chale, let us listen to the virtues and the blessings of reciting durood and salawat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is, أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاتًا. The closest person to me on the day of judgment would be the one who would have recited the most amount of durood upon me in the world. Subhanallah. What a beautiful narration this is, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Kash, it is my earnest appeal to the viewers and to myself first that we should increase the recitation of the Durood-e Paak upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For this achievement would not only be for the day of judgment, but rather in the world as well you will see its blessings in the grave as well as in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabiyyallah. So let us move towards our topic of discussion today, and that is only one topic, the interpretation of dreams, mashallah. Before we commence with this program and the silsila, firstly I would like to thank, in fact we would like to thank on behalf of the team of Madani Channel for all the brothers who have given positive comments about the silsila, who are watching Madani Channel. And our earnest appeal to you is to watch, continue watching Madani Channel, as well as convey this message to others as well, to also watch Madani Channel, inshallah azzawajal. However, before we start taking calls, inshallah, I'm going to be waiting and seeing, inshallah, from where the brothers are going to be calling us tonight. But before that, subhanallah, you know, sleep on its own is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many blessings and, you know, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what the Holy Quran speaks about sleep itself, Allah azza wa jal has mentioned in the glorious Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَابْتِغَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And one of his signs is your sleeping by night and by day, and your seeking of his bounty. Subhanallah. So, yes, of course, if you have to look at sleep from a scientific point of view, it is mentioned that sleep is a physiological need that is essential for survival and mental and physical health, which reconstructs physical and emotional forces. Subhanallah. A person has to sleep in order to have, you know, a good mood, to have good body health as well. Subhanallah. It is very essential, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, that we should get enough rest, so that with this intention, we should make rest, we should take our rest, so that we can make proper ibadat and we can concentrate in our works, inshallah, azza wa jal. However, now we're going to move towards the callers, mashallah. We have some callers.
This is Muhammad OS Athari speaking from Bradford, UK. I want to ask regarding a dream that if a person sees himself dying in the dream, what is the interpretation of this dream? Jazakallah khairah.
MashaAllah, brother Uwais from the UK has called Asad Bhai, seeing himself dying in his dream. So what is the meaning of this, Asad Bhai?
Sometimes people think that if a person watches such kind of dream, so he is going to die. It's not necessary that the interpretation will be the death of that person. Sometimes this is the sign of some hardships in his life, especially if he watches that he has died and he is buried. So that is not good for him. Maybe he will be facing some hardships. But sometimes such kind of dreams are tambih and some kind of, you can say, to take the mind of a person towards the hereafter, towards the qiyamah, towards the barzakh, towards the grave, that he should be preparing for the hereafter. Sometimes a person who is committing sins and he is living a life which is not according to Sharia, Quran and Sunnah, so Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala shows some signs. So that is a you can say the warning for him. So many people, alhamdulillah, we have read in the books, many awliya kiram, they have changed their previous life and they became pious due to such kind of dream. Sometimes they see their death, sometimes they saw that there is something wrong for them. But when they woke up, so they thought that it was actually the dream. If indeed it was going to be happen to them and they were died, so what would be happening to them at that time? So they changed their mind, they changed their life, they became pious person, and sometimes alhamdulillah they have repented and they became the wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So if someone watches such kind of dreams, so there is a warning for him. He should cross-check his daily routine, his deeds, his affairs, and if he sees something wrong there, so he should come towards the way of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, come towards the Sharia, Quran and Sunnah. So inshallah, in this sense, that dream will be helpful for him.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, a very beautiful interpretation, Asad Bhai, and many lessons we have learned from this interpretation that we had given. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability to practice upon what we have just heard now, MashaAllah. Yes, so please give us the next caller.
MashaAllah, Madri channel is doing sterling work. I have a request. Please interpret this particular dream. If somebody sees a big wave coming towards him and towards his family, what is the meaning of this particular dream? Jazakumullahu khairah.
Ji Asad Bhai, if someone sees a big wave coming towards him, then what would be the interpretation of such a dream?
If the wave is very huge, very big, that he is feeling in the dream that if he will have to face that wave, so it is going to harm him. So that means he will be facing some hardships, because the sea, the river and the big waves, so these are the signs of some hardships from a person who got a big status, some high rank person like a king or someone who has rule over the community, over the people. He has some sort of power. So he should make dua in the holy court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that may Allah save him and his family from the hardships and the problems. And it would be very better if he will spend some money in the way of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, make some sadaqah to save him and his family. So inshallah azza wa jal, it would be better for him. And if he watches the waves which are not going to harm him, the general waves, the small waves, like normally and generally we see on the shore of the sea, so that is not going to harm him. That is the sign that he has to face a big person, a big personality. So there is no wrong for him, but he has to face some big personality. So there are the two conditions and two different interpretations for that.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. People usually ask Asad Bhai that, you know, when should one tell his dream? Lots of people say that within 3 days, you should not tell your dream, or after 3 days you should tell your dream for it to become true. What is the reality of this?
There are two or three conditions. The one condition is that some dreams are very obvious, and that is nice and good. For example, someone sees that he is in the Makkatul Mukarrama, in Madinatul Munawwara, he is watching Kaabatullah Sharif, he is in front of Gumbad-e Khazara, or such kind of dreams, if someone sees, so that is very obvious that these dreams are good. So there is no any condition to tell that dream. If a person wants to tell in front of anyone, so he can explain. So there is no wrong. Otherwise, the dreams normally, there are not the clear signs. Those are not very clear and very true. So there is a narration. The mafhum of narration is that لا تقل رؤياك إلا حبيبا أو لبيبا. The explanation of this narration is, you should not tell your dream but only to your best friend, the good friend, and the person who has the knowledge of dreams. He is an alim. He knows the details and the knowledge of interpretation of dream. So, habiban aw labiban. So, if you want to tell one of them, so you can. Otherwise, to the general people, it is not to tell about your dream. So, what is the hikmah behind that? Number one, if you are going to tell your dream to a person who has the knowledge, who has the ability, or he is a specialist to explain the interpretations of dream, so he will try to explain the best part of the interpretation, and he will try to explain the good thing. In Urdu we say, he will be getting the good fall, achhi fall wo lega, the good signs he will see, and he will try to explain the best part of the interpretation. And the Habib, your close friend, your best friend, he will also try to explain the good sign, the good thing. So, because the Qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is that his Adat-e-Jariya, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, his Qudrat is that if someone tells about the interpretation of dream, so Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala shows the results as it was told. So, if a common person, he is not alim, or he is not your good friend, so maybe he will explain any bad interpretation, and it can be happen. If it was not actually the right interpretation of your dream, but because that person has explained about that, so maybe it can be happen for you. So that's why, فَلَا تَقُلْ رُؤْيَاكَ إِلَّا حَبِيبًا أَوْ لَبِيبًا. This is the explanation of that. And the other thing you asked, that a person should explain about the dream within 3 days, 7 days, or many things can be listen from the people, but there is no any particular time to explain. It depends upon to whom you are going to explain. So you can explain if it is permitted just after your dream, just after 1 day or 1.5 day, whatever the time is. So there is no any time frame to explain the dream in front of a person, but only there are some conditions that to whom it should be explained.
A very beautiful explanation, Asad Bhai. You know, perhaps this question may have come in the minds of many Islamic brothers, and time to time people usually ask such questions, but I'm sure this explanation was sufficient for those Islamic brothers who had those doubts in their minds.
A request has come from an Islamic sister. She has dreamt of wild dogs and her child is lost. What is the interpretation of that particular dream? Jazakumullahu khairah.
Inshallah, Madani channel is doing a sterling work. May Allah Ta'ala bless all those who put effort into this channel, Jannat al-Firdaus. Mulana, I had a dream. I saw my wife fall from a very high building, and then I rushed downstairs, and then I saw my mother-in-law, who is late, standing with a little girl. She says, "Don't rush, your wife is safe." And then we finished off in a small kitchen, where we could see someone burning fire through the window, and the fire started to burst into small sparks, and the sparks were only burning me, yet I tried to hide behind my mother-in-law. It still burnt me, and no one else. Jazakallah.
Ji Asad Bhai, what is your input regarding this explanation?
Yes, actually there was two questions. About the first dream, someone sees that he is falling from a high place. So that is the sign that his desire is not going to be fulfilled. Maybe he or she was thinking about something, to have something, to achieve some goals. Many times we have many desires, and so he will not have the sufficient means to have his desires. So suggestion for him or her is that he should make a special dua in the holy court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to have his jais and permissible desire. And especially if someone has some jais and permissible desire and he wants to fulfill, so he should make a dua, and especially Salatul Hajat. Salatul Hajat means a special salah. If you have any desire, you want to have something special, so there are two nawafil you should read with the intention that by the blessings of those nawafil, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah accept your dua and fulfill your desire. So any person, he has seen the dream or not, if you have any desire, so you can perform that salah. The second thing about the burning fire and harming him, so that is not a good sign. May Allah save you and your family from the problems. So you should take care of your family, yourself as well, and make dua in the holy court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The third thing was wild dogs.
Mashallah.
So the wild dog, that is the sign of an enemy. But the good sign, good part of that interpretation is he will have to face any enemy, but the enemy is not very strong. So the dog is the sign of weak enemy. So the person should make dua in the holy court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to save him from the all kind of enemies. But we suggest that apparently he should take care of his surroundings, the people he meets, the company he has. So he should take care of his surroundings, the company, and also he should especially take care of his affairs, especially in those days when he saw that dream. So inshallah azza wa jal, when he will take care and make dua in the holy court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will save him from the all kind of the enemies.
Jazakallah Asad Bhai for that explanation as well. Is there any surprise, Asad Bhai, for the viewers and listeners of Madani channel in the form of some Madani Guldasta, perhaps inshallah?
You can say it is the surprise for our English viewers. But in Urdu, we are doing for a long time, and that is a Madani Guldasta. So when I do the Urdu Khabon Ki Tabire, so we make a special Madani Guldasta, means a small clip where we explain about anything. If you see such kind of things in your dream, so what can be the interpretation for that? So sometimes we explain about animals, sometimes we explain about some trees, fruits, some special situations. So many things are being explained in Urdu. So I thought that it should be in English as well. So last week we were somewhere in the mountains, in the surrounding area of Babul Madina, Karachi. So we made a Urdu Madani Guldasta, and at the same time we made English Madani Guldasta. So at the end of the silsila, inshallah, when we will finish the silsila, so you will be watching a Madani Guldasta for interpretation of dreams, and the topic is mountain. If someone watches himself among the mountains, in the valley, at the top of the mountain, he's climbing the mountain, he's owning the mountain, or he's falling down from the mountain, or many other things regarding the mountains and hills. So because this is a thing which we see in our life many times, so what would be the interpretation for that? So that is the topic of the day, but inshallah you will be watching at the end of that silsila, so that can be a new thing for our English viewers.
MashaAllah, the viewers and listeners of Madani channel have just got this great news, MashaAllah, that at the end of this silsila, they will be watching this beautiful Madani Guldasta. So, chale, hum aage badhte hain. Let's see if we can accommodate another few calls more.
I'm calling from Sofinagar in Durban, South Africa. MashaAllah and Mubarak to Madani channel on the wonderful work and on this beautiful silsila of the interpretation of dreams. I would like a clarification that if one dreams of deceased members of one's family, what does that mean? If a person dreams of someone or some people who have passed away. Jazakallahu khair.
My name is Muhammad Bai from South Africa. I would like to know the interpretation of the dream that my mother had. She dreamt that she was in Madina Sharif and she was making ibadat in Madina Sharif. So please can we get the interpretation of this dream and keep up the good work. We really, really like this new program, especially English, the interpretation of dreams. And the more English programs we can get on Madani channel, it will be very beneficial for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower Madani channel with lots of barakat and blessing.
Ameen, Allahumma ameen to the beautiful dua which we had made for Madani channel. And indeed, you should continue supporting Madani channel and advise others to also support. So, G. Asad Bhai, there were actually two callers here. The first one was regarding if one dreams of deceased members of one's family.
Yes, normally people see about their people, they have passed away, and especially the close relatives. So, there is a complete part of dreams, a kind of dreams. Those are called adghas wa ahlam, means the things, the people, the affairs we are involved in, normally people see in their dreams. So there is no special interpretation for such kind of dreams. For example, if a player watches in his dream that he is playing, so there would be not any special interpretation for that. If a person works for autos and he sees the same thing in his dream, so there would be no interpretation for that. So that is a complete kind. And the people we have spent much time with them, and especially we love them. So because that is in back of our minds, so many memories are attached with them. So that's why we see our people, those are passed away. But it can be very person to person. For example, if someone sees any of his relatives that he is in a good condition, so that is a good fall. We can take a good result that inshallah he would be in a good condition. And if someone watches that person is in bad condition, so he can be in bad condition, so we should make dua for him. But it varies person to person and situation to situation. So there are many special kinds. If someone watches that the dead person is asking for something, or he is giving something, or he is telling about something. So there can be many different interpretations, but it would be a special dream and special interpretation. So generally, if someone watches any of his relatives, so there is no any special interpretation for that. But we suggest that you should make dua for him. So inshallah, it would be very helpful for him.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. And the second caller had asked regarding his mother. His mother dreamt that she was in Madinatul Munawwara making ibadat. So what the interpretation of this dream?
SubhanAllah, that's a very beautiful dream. And the interpretation is that he should be happy and he should be ready that inshallah one day in the real life he will be watching the Holy Dome of Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, Gumbad-e-Khazra. He or she will be watching the Masjid-e-Nabvi Sharif. So that is a good sign, but he or she should try to go there, to have the Ziyara of Madina Sharif, to be there, and also he should try to make the arrangements as well. But there is a good sign, inshallah one day he or she will be there.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, what a beautiful dream to see yourself in Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama. So please, another call give us.
Name is Mohammed Junaid from Johannesburg, South Africa.
And the dream that I had was basically I was going to work and it started snowing, so I decided to stop and play in the snow, in which I found 3 gold coins. And that's basically about all in the dream.
My name is Muhammad Danish Ismail, and I am truly enjoying the show on Madni Channel. And inshallah azza wa jal, Allah will grant Madni Channel to do better work in the future. I was just wondering if you could interpret my dream. My dream was that on a cloud, I had my own throne. Now, as I was sitting on my throne, I had in my right hand a golden scepter and in my left hand a diamond sword. So could you please just interpret my dream? Jazakumullah khair.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Asad bhai, both these scholars have mentioned about gold. So what is the interpretation?
And also they are from South Africa, so South African people are watching the diamonds and golds and snow. So maybe the weather is coming, yes. Now the winter season is about to come. Maybe it has reached, I'm not sure. But both dreams are different and their interpretations are also different. Number one, the person who saw the gold coins, so apparently it looks very beautiful, but in fact it's not a good sign. He should make dua in the holy court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that may Allah save him from the bad result of that dream, because watching gold and watching silver, so treasure, so it's not good. Sometimes he or she can lose any ni'mah, any status, anything what he or she has. So he should make dua in the holy court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And the second thing the person saw, he's sitting in the clouds and having a sword like that. So that is a good sign, and maybe he will have a respectful status among the community. So in that sense, it's a very good dream. So he also should make shukr in the holy court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala.
MashaAllah. Asad bhai, I'm really amazed to actually hear that even though both are about gold, but how different the interpretation can be. Many people get lost into this and they assume that it's a good thing, but the interpretation could be so different from reality.
Yes, it happens. And that is the specialty of interpretations of dreams. Sometimes it can be reversed as well. Sometimes people watch any dream and they think, oh, it's very bad. Even some dreams are there so bad that I cannot talk about in front of the viewers. So bad dreams they are, but the interpretation is totally different. So this is the amazing thing of this knowledge. When I read and I saw the books and the explanation of different dreams are there, so sometimes I also get amazed.
Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, I'm sure that the interpretations which we have just heard was sufficient for you, and you have heard it very clearly. So whatever was mentioned, you should practice and make amal upon that with some good intentions. Whereas you have to give charity, you should give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's move towards piety. Let's make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now time is up that we basically should be watching that beautiful Madani Guldasta, which is prepared just for you. So watch this Madani Guldasta, and thereafter we are going to be signing off this silsila.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, today we are in a hilly area and we are going to tell you about dreaming about hills, mountains. So sometimes maybe you see in your dreams you are in a mountain area and you are climbing the mountain or you are coming down from the mountain. So there can be many dreams about the mountains and hills. So what is the interpretation of that? So inshallah we will try to learn and explain about such kind of dreams. So it doesn't matter that you live in mountains area or not, but in dreams you can find yourself anywhere in the world.
Thank you.
if someone watches in his dream that he is at the top of a hill and he is the owner of that hill, if he feels that thing in the dream, so that means any pious person will give him shelter. He will be in the shelter of any pious person. And if he sees that he is dragging the mountain from its place to another place, so that means he will overcome a big personality. He will be overpowering the person who is a very big person. So in the both situations, there is a good sign for the person who watches such kind of dreams. Viewers of Madani Channel, you are hearing about the mountains. So we have explained many things about the mountain. Now if someone sees that he is coming down from a mountain, so that is not good for him. The interpretation of such kind of dreams is that he will be losing his status and his respect among the community, and also he will be suffering about his wealth, about his property. And also if someone sees in his dream that he is saying azan on a mountain, so apparently saying azan is a very good thing, but dreams are dreams. The interpretation of such kind of dream is not good. He will be facing such a community. They will be oppressor to him. He will face the zulm and cruelty of that people. And also, they will make mischief with him and they will not be good to him. So, if someone sees such kind of dream, so he will make dua in the holy court of Allah Ta'ala that may Allah save him from the bad interpretation of such kind of dreams. So, dua is a protection for a mu'min. So, he should make dua. And also if someone sees in his dream that he is staying on the mountain, so that means he will have the respect from a big personality, the person who has a big status. And if he sees that he is at the top of the hill, staying there, that means he will have the respect and honor from the king of the time. Some experts of interpretations of dreams said that if someone sees that he is climbing the mountain, but there are some hardships, he cannot easily go there. That means he will have a bad news. He will have to face any sadness. So he should make dua in the holy court of Allah Ta'ala to save him from any bad news, any bad condition. Likewise, if someone watches in his dream that he is on a mountain saying azan and performing salah, so it's a good sign for him. His works will be done in a nice way. So that's a good sign for him. He should make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There are too many mountains in the world, but some of them are very special. So if someone watches in his dream that he is on the mountain which is in Maidan-e-Arafat, so that means he will repent in the holy court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he will be regretful for his previous sins. When we talk about the special mountains, special hills, so Tur mountain is also one of them, because Sayyidina Musa ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wasalam used to go there to communicate with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if someone watches in his dream that he is on the Kohe Tur, so king of the time will have trust in him and also his desires will be fulfilled. So in the both case, these interpretations are good for him. He should be thankful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Viewers of Madani Channel, when we talk about mountains, so mountains can be in different form. So if someone watches in his dream any dark mountain and he is there, so that means he may face the death. And also if someone watches the mountain which is illuminated, so that means he will have the wealth and the bounties, the gifts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if he sees in his dream the mountain which is deserted, nobody is living there, so he might face a cruel king which can harm him. So he should make dua in the holy court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to save him from the cruelty of any king and any person. Viewers of Madani Channel, when we talk about the mountain, so we should talk about the caves as well, because caves are necessarily found among the mountains. So if someone watches any cave and he is inching the cave, that means he will come to know about any secret of the king. And if he sees that he is getting something out of the cave, that means the king of the time will give him some gifts. So that's also a good sign and good interpretation. Many times you have visited maybe mountains, there you find some stairs made by something. So there can be different stairs and the interpretations will be different. If someone watches in his dream that there are stairs and he's climbing the stairs, so if they are made by bricks and lime, that means his desires will be fulfilled very soon. And if the stairs are made by copper, so that's not good for him. And if the stairs are made by cement, so that means his desires will not be fulfilled. So that's not good for him. Viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we came in a surrounding area of Babul Madina, Karachi, to explain about the mountains among the mountains. So we tried to explain about different aspects of mountains in the dream. So we make dua in the holy court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that he give us power and tawfiq to think good, to see good, and the interpretations of dreams should be nice and good for us. So keep watching Madani Channel. Inshallah Azawajal, in the next silsila, you will be watching another Madani Guldasta for you. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from